The Cabell-Huntington Health Department is set to make history in the state of West Virginia Wednesday with the first needle exchange program. The new project is a one-year pilot program that allows IV drug users to exchange used needles for new clean ones. The hope is to help reduce the number of users who share needles with each other, because that could mean sharing blood-borne diseases.
Our thought at this point is to sort of use this back waiting room as a more private place for them to be able to wait in.
That's Heather Wood. She's a nurse practitioner at the Cabell-Huntington Health Department in Huntington. She works in the clinic area where they see patients throughout the week from 8 to 3, providing diagnosis and treatment for things like STDs and TB tests.
We have interview rooms here that we're going to have peer coaches here that if somebody needs to talk to somebody, they can be pulled into one of these private rooms and talk.
Wood says they'll also be ready for any medical problems that people using the needle exchange program may have.
We're also accessible to this exam room area that if somebody comes in and they have an abscess and I, as a nurse practitioner, need to see them, we can bring them right back and I can take care of looking at what they've got going on right here, again, in as private as possible.
As of now, the syringe exchange program will operate on Wednesday afternoons from 1 to 3. When a needle user arrives, they'll fill out paperwork assessing their situation and their need for clean needles. But the program aims to keep the users anonymous and will only move them on to other services if they request them.
And so we don't want it to be stigmatized as being something that's bad. We want people to be healthy no matter what their choices are, bad choices or not. And we try to get them away from those eventually, but in the meantime, we try to keep them safe.
The hope is that the syringe exchange program can decrease the number of hepatitis and HIV cases in the region by providing clean needles for drug use. The needle exchange program is part of a greater effort called harm reduction. On the surface, it looks as if the health officials are enabling continued drug use. But in fact, when those making the exchanges come into the health department, they'll be provided with other services such as counseling with the hope that can lead to recovery. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 8,000 people contract HIV each year in the United States from sharing dirty syringes, and 17,000 people contract hepatitis C. And overdoses of opioid drugs like heroin and prescription painkillers are the leading cause of accidental death in the country. Back in July, officials in Huntington received training on harm reduction and how to work with needles.
Tell me a whole heap of information that tells me all kinds of stuff about the other things that went up with them. So they'll say to me, well...
Emma Roberts works for the Harm Reduction Coalition from New York City. She and a colleague trained Huntington officials 4 days over a couple of weeks in July on how to begin the harm reduction program and what to expect. She travels the country providing training to organizations starting syringe access programs in their region.
For me, having worked in syringe access, it's really re-engaging people into services. People who feel ashamed of their drug use, they feel very stigmatized, they feel very isolated. And the community also has isolated them because they're very fearful of it, understandably so. So being able to re-engage them back into services is actually, for me, it's like the first step on the ladder to recovery. Because if you're isolated and out there, you're not getting any help or any resources.
Robert said it's about getting addicts into the building and creating a relationship with them that can lead to rehab treatment, education on what they're doing to themselves, and other services that could begin to change them.
People's drug use meets very important needs at certain times in their lives, especially if they've experienced trauma. So having only like one or two treatment options doesn't work for everyone. So harm reduction has been shown to be, for many, you know, it can actually help them on their road to treatment in the meantime, because not everyone can, a lot of people can't stop straight away.
According to the Office of the Surgeon General, syringe access programs are the most effective HIV prevention tool for people who use drugs. According to a study by the National Institutes of Health, needle exchange programs have, quote, shown a reduction in risk behaviors as high as 80% in intravenous drug users. It's numbers like these that have the Cabell-Huntington Health Department applying for several grants to expand the program. They hope to hear more in the fall. If they receive the grants, they'll add days and locations. The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources provided $10,000 to launch the program and another $10,000 for technical assistance. In addition to that, private donations have helped get the program started. Cabell-Huntington Health Department Physician Director Michael Kikilny says funding for a program like this is a careful balance.
Federal funds are prohibited for use in syringe exchange. However, the federal government has seen the value of syringe exchange. It is a recommended part of the CDC's harm reduction guidelines, we can use federal funds for all portions of the harm control which are not syringe exchange.
According to the CDC, in March of 2009, there were 184 syringe exchange programs in 36 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. But of course, the program will only work if they can get the needle users to come in. Heather Wood says there is worry about getting the word out in the community, and they hope through word of mouth and referrals that needle users will show up.
We are hopefully going to establish great relationships with the clients that are coming in and be a resource for them if they do have problems. Our biggest thing is we're going to keep people safe and ultimately, you know, reduce overdoses, reduce Hep C and HIV.
But she says the program's biggest goal is to help addicts get off IV drugs and into recovery. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.